bump what you're going through with bump what you're staying for.
Touch the mud, hips, I'm down for my hips. What? Touch the mud, hips, I'm down for my hips. What? Touch the mud, hips, I ride for my hips. I die for my hips, man. Touch the mud, hips.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the song of the day. By C Murda.
Touch them other hitters. Touch I know. Touch them other hitters. I know everyone has to remember that joint. They have to. Oh, man.
Also, the song of the day was brought to you by Treats Popcorn. I was telling you earlier about how I did my Valentine's Day with my daughter, but before I went to see her, I went over to Treats and met Patrick.
Oh, word.
Good dude, man. Really good person, man. Got me some Valentine gifts to take to my daughter, man. And, he looked out for me, and it was a very, family-oriented type atmosphere. So, shout out to Patrick, man.
Definitely, definitely. Patrick Young, the owner of Treats Popcorn. You can also check out Treats on Instagram and Facebook. So, as I said, definitely go down there and check them out. They have some good stuff there. Good things there that will satisfy your sweet tooth. So, we appreciate Patrick sponsoring that Song of the Week segment, and we definitely hope that you enjoyed that Song of the Week.
Yes, yes, definitely. Thank you. So how about we talk about some All-Star?
Oh, let's do it.
Some All-Star. So, yes, this is All-Star Weekend, and, for some people, this is one of the most exciting times of the year. All-Star Weekend, it definitely brings out a lot of celebrities, a lot of stars from all over the world.
Absolutely, especially this year being in Los Angeles.
Right.
Man. Wow.
Yes, yes. So Friday night kicked off the Celebrity All-Star Game. I didn't really watch that, but, I heard that it wasn't really we didn't really miss much.
Well, shout out to hip-hop, though, because, Quavo, he got the MVP. Was he dropped 19 out there. Quavo from
exactly.
The Migos. Y'all
exactly.
Shout out, man.
Exactly.
Hey, he dropped 19, got the MVP trophy. The Migos winning right now, bro. They are winning in all facets of life.
Right. I see.
Quavo the MVP,
definitely.
Baby.
So after the Celebrity All-Star Game was followed by the Rising Star Challenge, where Team World beat Team USA 155 to 124, led by Sacramento's Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Oh,
hope
wow.
I said that right. who was the MVP.
Oh,
he took the MVP honors. He scored 26 points, making seven of his 13 3-point attempts, dished out 10 assists. For you guys, Sacramento's not a big market, but he's 25-year-old from Serbia. The game was full of, was packed full of passes, fancy passes and high-flying dunks. I don't know if you saw the game, Chief, but, there was a lot of things that looked good from the young stars out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't see the whole game, but I did see some highlights, and I watched tidbits of it. I believe I saw Donovan Mitchell throw the ball off the backboard with
sir.
The one-hand tomahawk
yes,
within
sir.
The game. Yeah, that was nasty.
Yes,
that was
sir.
Nasty. So, that Rising Star game is usually pretty good. It's usually pretty competitive. And I know you're going to talk about this, too, but I just wanted to throw this in. I'm really intrigued about the NBA All-Star game this year because in order to try to make it a little more competitive, the NBA has added $25,000 $25,000 more to the winners than they had in previous seasons. So, previously, the NBA All-Star Game, the winners would get $50,000 and the losers would get $25,000.
Right. So
now it's the winners get $100,000. I'm sorry, and I said 50, I meant 75.
Yeah.
Now the winners starting this year, the winners will get $100,000 as a prize and the losers get $25,000, I guess just for being, being an All-Star.
Right. Right.
So I wonder if that will spurn the All-Stars to play harder, get that extra incentive, that extra money.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that happening. I can see that happening. So that was Friday night. On Saturday night, began with the Taco Bell Skill Challenge, where Brooklyn Nets Spencer Dinwiddie took on
Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie, excuse me. Excuse me. Spencer Dinwiddie took on the honors. I believe he was a D-League, G-League player.
Yeah, he was for a while, but I believe he plays. I believe he plays for the Nets now.
Yeah, yeah, with the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. He took home the honors. That was followed by the 3-point contest where the Suns, Devin Booker, you know, he took in 28 points in the final round, to edge out Klay Thompson, who actually had 25 points. Wow. Actually, Devin Booker set the record for the 3-point contest.
Oh, man.
He had 20 of 25.
Wow.
I'm really high on that kid, man.
Oh,
he
man.
Balls
hey,
out.
I am too. And let me just say, another guy the Hornets could have.
So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just had to throw that in there, man.
We're good on the Hornets.
When he came out, he was there. Like, he was there for the taking. But you know how we
do. We'll get
you
on the
know
Hornets.
How we do.
You'll have plenty of time to get on the Hornets. So, the main event of last night was the Sprite Slam Dunk Contest, where Donovan Mitchell, your boy, took home the crown, beating out Larry Nance in the final round.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was a nice slam dunk contest, man. It was the 67th annual All-Star Game is tonight.
Looking forward to it.
You know, this is the first year that they actually had team captains.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this
you
format.
Know, yeah, this format. So you got Team LeBron and Team Chef Curry. So they actually got to pick the players that the fans voted in that they wanted on their team. So, you know, out of the players that are there and the players that are not there, Chief, what do you feel like are some snubs, some guys that you feel like should have got into the All-Star game but actually didn't?
Well, I feel like it's a couple. I feel like what happened, though, was a couple of guys got hurt as well.
Right.
So some of the guys that initially we would have said got snubbed actually made it in. I mean, because one of my guys, and people may call me a homer, that's fine, but I mean, I thought Kemba should have made it the first time around.
Originally.
Yeah, like he's like the number 2 point guard in the East right now, and he wasn't on the team, but he ended up making it because of an injury. I believe the Kevin Love injury, I believe.
Yep.
I know, you know, people were talking about Lou Williams. I don't think he made it onto the squad.
No.
He was a name that was being mentioned. Is he a snub? I'm not sure. I mean, Lou Williams is a good player. He's a good player. All-star. I mean, it doesn't really hurt. You know, I'm not really like going banging on the table like, yo, like Lou Williams should be on the team. And I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying, I mean, yeah. You know,
right. I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel the same way.
You know, I know at one point, I mean, and those were the names. Like I said, I think pretty much everyone who initially was was going to be a snub, you know, most of the guys actually end up making it
right.
For the most part.
Andre Drummond was another one. Paul
yes.
George was another one,
yes.
But ended up making it on the squad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think they were originally our snubs, but, you know, because of injuries, and all the injuries were on Team LeBron.
I know.
So,
that was crazy.
I think I have two guys that's off the top of my head, two actual ex-LA Clippers that I feel probably should have made the team. Even the reserves or even after the injuries still did not make the team. The first one is Chris Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like, Chris Paul is definitely doing his thing out in Houston. They're the number one team out in the West.
Definitely.
And, you know, even though, a lot of people, including myself, are probably very confident that the Warriors will make it out of the West. I think Houston, if they match up against each other, is going to give them a run for their money and could possibly sneak out under the radar.
Now, I think that would be a great series. I'm actually, you know, looking forward to that series, you know, in the NBA playoffs.
Right. Chris Paul has definitely made a difference for that team. He's definitely taking them over the top in it. Just what they needed to complement Paul George. He's averaging 19 points a game. 8 rebounds and 8 assists, not basically almost 9 assists and about 6 rebounds a game. So he's definitely doing his thing out there. And I think just for the difference factor that he's making Houston, I think he deserved to be out on that All-Star game.
Well, I agree to a certain extent. I just think that, I mean, of course, talent-wise, he would be an All-Star. I just think he's missed so many games.
Yeah,
because you know he was out for a significant period of time. I think that's probably the reason why he ended up not being an all-star. I think if they would have put him in just this particular year because of the time that he's missed, it would be more of like a legacy pick. You know, just going off of, I mean, his performance has been good, but he missed a significant amount of time in the first half of the season. So I think that's just more of a situation of his play time and other guys that played more and, you know, excelled during the first half of the season. But I mean, all in all, of course, I mean, Chris Paul is an all-star. Like you said, that Houston team is a dangerous team. And I feel like a series, a Western Conference final series between them and, you know, the Warriors, man, that would be a great series.
Right, right. And definitely the injuries probably was the determining factor. Excuse me. But another guy, and, you know, you may beg to differ, I'm not sure, that I feel would probably be a snub or is a snub is Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, you know, he's averaging 22 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 5.5 assists. Like I said, I've been really high on Blake Griffin these last couple of podcasts just because of his development. You know, he's a 5-time All-Star, and you know, I feel that he's really making a difference. Even though, you know, it hasn't been that many games, he's really making a difference for that Pistons team. But I feel like he's had a solid season. And actually, this will be the, I believe, one of the first times that that a member of the Lakers or the Clippers
is not
in the All-Star game, and they're actually playing in their stadium.
I know, so that's crazy. That's pretty bad. I hadn't even really thought about that. I think what happened with Blake Griffin is kind of, I think what happened with him is kind of similar to what happened with Kemba Walker. I mean, the Clippers don't really have a good record. I think most of this was done before he was traded to the Pistons. Now, if he would have been traded in the preseason or beginning of the season and played for the Pistons throughout the whole season, I'm pretty sure that he would have been an Eastern Conference All-Star. You know, I'm pretty sure of that. But, you know, the West is just so stacked with so many teams and so many players. I mean, you have to remember Jimmy Butler got traded over to the West, PG-13. Like you were talking about Paul George earlier got traded over to the West. And then you have Carl Anthony Towns. That's a rising star. I mean, it's just so many guys out there. The two guards in Portland, McCollum and those guys,
Damian Lillard
and McCollum. I mean, it's just so many guys out there. It's rough in the West to get picked to the All-Star team, and then beyond that, the fact that his team wasn't really performing well, their record is not good. I think he just got left off the slate. But I think I agree with you. He's definitely made a difference in Detroit. You know, he signed that contract. I think it's a 5-year contract, so he'll be there for a while. So I'm pretty sure in All-Star games, and just to plug the beautiful city of Charlotte, of course, the All-Star game next year will be in the QC.
About time.
I'm pretty sure that he'll probably be, unless, again, and he has the injury history and the injury issues as well. But if he can avoid injury, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be probably playing as the Eastern Conference All-Star in Charlotte next year.
Yes.